On the long line with us today is Dr. Mac Devin. He's a senior professional services veterinarian for cattle for Boehringer Ingelheim. Mac, let's talk a little bit about a couple of things that are going on this time of year for our cattle producers. One day we've got blue skies and nice temperatures, 50s and even some 60s. Next day we've got harsh winds, we've got wind chill, we've got colder and falling temperatures and moisture coming. That makes it tough when we're trying to receive cattle and get them off to a decent start in a pasture receiving type situation, isn't it?
It sure does, Ron. We know and have known for many years that fall is the hardest time of the year to deal with stocker calves, but that's when we have wheat pasture in a lot of the country that you and I work in, and so we have to deal with those things effectively. The cattle have come through a marketing situation where maybe they've been pulled, you know, off of their mamas one day, they're sold at an auction market the next day, and they go to an order buyer for maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 to 5 days, to be assembled into truckload lots. And so there's a lot of stress, a lot of socialization, a lot of nutritional limitations during that period of time. And so what happens is during those stresses, cattle tend to, if they're carrying something like an IBR, they tend to shed it. And IBR has a very short incubation period. It's about 3 to 5 days. So if you've got an IBR shedder in a group of calves, pretty soon they all get the opportunity, just like a bunch of 5-year-old children going to kindergarten. And so we have to kind of take out some insurance to deal with that. And the best way to deal with that is to try to get some viral vaccines into those calves as early on in that marketing process as we can.
And, Mac, I know that Boehringer Ingelheim has a couple of products that work well in these type of situations.
We have a number of really good products. We have our Pyramid line, which is our flagship respiratory line. It has a unique adjuvant or carrier in it called Metastem, and one of the things that Metastem does is it gives that calf some leeway in terms of being able to respond to that vaccine. With all those stressors, with nutritional deprivation, that sort of thing, a lot of those calves may not be able to respond to vaccine the day they arrive and the day they're vaccinated, but it may, in a few days, they may equilibrate enough to be able to respond. And that's one of the things that Pyramid does, is it has a lipid-based adjuvant part that allows that viral antigen to remain out there and circulating and ready for that immune system to respond to it. We also have another line called Express, and one of the great things about Express is that we have data to show that we get very rapid immune response with Express. 3 or 4 days, we've got a blooming immune response for IBR. 5 to 7 days, we've got a blooming immune response for BVD, and so that's one of the great advantages of Express, is it goes to work pretty rapidly. So we have one that's very forgiving and one that if the calf is able to respond on arrival, that gets the job done fairly rapidly.
And I guess the quicker you try to identify these things and get treatment to them, that makes all the difference in the world.
The key thing about identifying sick cattle is allowing them to tell you what they're really feeling like. Oftentimes we want to get into the cattle and stir them around a little bit. And a lot of times when there's a little bit of a threat there, they feel like, there's a predator in the area, and that's kind of the way to look at a man horseback or man afoot. They'll brighten up just to let you know they're not, they get out of the way, and they don't really tell you when they're sick. And so a lot of times we don't recognize these cattle when they're first getting sick, which is so critical in terms of treatment response.
Mac, let's switch gears just a little bit, if we might, and turn our attention more to parasite control. One of the issues with parasite control these days, the fact that we are seeing more and more resistance to some of our products, and I know it's kind of on a case-by-case basis, but, how do we get our arms around this resistance issue?
Well, we've used the same classes of dewormers for many years now, but we do know that there are differences among the dewormers within class. So we have two classes of dewormers primarily that we think about using in cattle. One is the macrocyclic lactone family, which are the ones that we also call endecticides, and those give us control of both internal and external parasites. And those would include the Ivomec, which is the oldest one in the class, Dectomax and Cydectin and Epranex, and a new entrant into that group would be Long Range, which is Epranex and another formulation for subcutaneous injection. But the thing one wants to remember is resistance is a very individual deal relative to parasites. And so when we think about these stocker calves coming in, we got to try to use one that's going to be effective and one that's going to do the job that we need it to do. And so in the fall, particularly here later in the fall, we have to think about lice as well as gastrointestinal parasites. And so Cydec and Poron is a really good choice for that, for control of chewing and biting lice, along with good gastrointestinal parasite control at the same time.
Now that you've worked with the producers and have worked with them on something that was called strategic deworming, what do you mean by that?
Well, strategic deworming was described many years ago with the intent of trying to identify the most appropriate time to treat for parasites. So if we think about the fall, you have to know a little bit about the epidemiology of the parasites, epidemiology meaning when they predominate and when they're most going to be present in that host. Because we really can't treat them out on the pasture. We have to treat them when we have them in the host. And so we have to be able to treat not only the adult forms that are in there and actually producing eggs, but also the immatures that are migrating that are coming in almost on a daily basis in grazing cattle. So in the fall, the species that predominate, particularly in southern cattle, and those that are coming out of the deep southeast, South Texas, Southeast Texas, all the way across the Gulf Coast into Florida. Two species that really predominate in that period of time are Himalcus and Caperia, because they're transmitted in the hot summer months. And so oftentimes if we look at a fecal exam and we actually do what's called a copper culture and grow those eggs out, larvate them, and allow us to speciate what parasites are there, we'll find that we'll have very high percentages of Caperia, maybe equally high or perhaps higher in some instances of Himalcus. So we want to use a dewormer that works very well for those in the fall. The benzimidazole class has historically worked very well for those two species, not quite as well against Ostertagia, which is more of a cool season parasite. So we're kind of right now here in mid to late December. We're kind of at the point where we really need to think about, I need to be able to control Ostertagia because we're in the cool season. That's when it's transmitted here in the south. And we need to also remember that those Caperia are still in there if those calves haven't been treated previously. So you can use a benzimidazole, or you can use a macrocyclic lactone cydectin poron or cydectin injectable on these stocker calves. All work very, very well to give us kind of a balanced approach to parasite control. Again, the benzimidazoles work better on the summer transmitted worms. The macrocyclic lactones like cydectin work better for the worms that are acquired during the cool season.
Now, for the guy, you know, that's not quite got around to getting the deworming job done, how much of a drag on these animals is he basically, how much of a stress is he putting on those animals by not deworming them?
Well, if let's say that we've got a set of calves that you've just weaned off a cow-calf operation. When we have significant parasite burdens there, that does a couple of things. One thing it does is it causes the immune system to focus on the parasites because that's the biggest threat at that particular point in time. And that's really the opposite direction the immune system needs to be looking from, where it needs to be looking for viral respiratory disease. And so being able to eliminate those parasites really helps us in terms of vaccine response. Parasites cause us a loss of performance, primarily due to reduced intake. There's a negative feedback when parasites are present that causes a reduction in intake. Now, there's also, depending on the parasite and where it lives, for instance, the Caperia live in the small intestine, there may be some interference with digestive absorption as a result of heavy parasite burdens to those parasites. Ostertagia, Himalcus, they live in the abomasum. And they do their job by reducing intake primarily.